No, I just wanted to tell you the good part was at Borders, I had at least three people tell me that I was a nice singer. Such a great feel. I've never been so...
Oh my gosh, how nice. So what did the first two people say?
They just said, you have a really nice voice.
Oh, wow.
And then I was leaving and the assistant manager said, did the manager contact you about some other dates? And because right now I'm doing Sundays only, and maybe an occasional Friday. And I said, no, I don't know. Is there any Fridays or other days available? She says, well, he's going to let you know. I think so. And I said, do you promote this at all, or does anybody ever see this? She says, it's on our website, but people occasionally call and ask if you're playing.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I thought I died and went to heaven. But I also understand now that I'm talking more about my life and my songs so that it means something. I'm not just singing a song. I'm singing a song for my mother who's dying. You know, I mean, it's like that.
Yes, yeah, so it's people are touched. People with you. Judy, yeah. Judy the person.
Yeah, that helps.
Oh, wow. That's great, Judy.
It is.
You've gone through so much this whole, you know, with the gamut of emotions and experiences with these with these four.
Well, I haven't gone anywhere with what I need to do to make some money. But I actually had started, you know, writing a book, but it wasn't getting to me where I wanted to do it. It was like I was more interested in writing new stuff. And, of course, with my mother's illness, I couldn't focus on it. But then it did occur to me that I understand now what I need to do. And I decided that my book is going to be my songs, because that's what is my healing. It was my music from the very beginning. Even though I can inspire people to overcome their grief, that's great. However, my songs have a lot more feelings beside grief. Love, disappointment, and the whole story of how they unfolded in order. You know, I have a bunch of song sheets, and Retreat is from that. And it's like, what do I have left now? I actually have four songs that I don't know anything about them. All I have is words and chords. And they look kind of juvenile, so I thought, I'm not going to do this. I was sitting in my bathroom before coming here, and I played all four of them. I just made up melodies, but they came back as I was making up the melody. Wow. So I think I do have four more seeds. I am not done yet.
No, oh, surprise.
Oh, my God. Oh, so
that's funny that you say that to me. I'm not done yet. Peaches, well, like, I know that.
The funny part is everybody's waiting for me to do something new. I don't want to. I want to do these songs because it brings me back to my youth. I just... Well, even though they're like juvenile, it doesn't matter. The feelings were real. So that's why I want to do them.
I don't think you've ever said that to me before.
Yeah.
That your tie with the
I
songs.
Feel that those seeds, there's a reason that I save those words and those chords. I mean, yeah, I can write new words and I can write new chords, but I don't know about what and I'm not sure. But these are here, so I can use them. So be ready.
Yeah.
I will, because I have to be working on a song. I see there's no point going back to my songs once I've recorded them. I'm moving on to the next, and I have to have something coming up.
Yes. Yes, you do. So. I know that. I can't see you. Oh, my God.
Every
what would you
I
be
come,
doing?
But I should be. You're my teacher. You're supposed to be bringing out new stuff to teach me. I'm like, oh, we're going to do this. And that.